Okay, so let's be honest. It's a question that pretty much everybody wants to know. Can you drink alcohol and still lose fat? Yes, you can. It's just calorie balance. That's all. Now, obviously, I want to do a disclaimer because there's always one or two that take things way out of context. Obviously, I'm not encouraging people to go out and get wasted every single night, every single week. And to be honest, if that's what you take from this, then, well, you're a bit of an idiot, to be honest, because that is clearly not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is if you do enjoy the odd social occasion and the odd social drink, which most of us do, it doesn't have to affect your fat loss results. Now, I think that the biggest mistake that people make when it comes to alcohol is they don't do as well as accounting for the calories as they do with food. Now, what I mean by this is if people are going for let's say they're going out for a meal. I know that most people will probably eat less during the day to compensate for the fact that they're going out for food at night. And I think that most people do that, and that's great, well done. But what I don't think people do is they do the same when they're going out for drinks, which can be a mistake because calories from alcohol and drinks can add up very quickly. I'll give you a few examples. A large glass of red wine, 13% red wine, will set you back about 230 calories a glass. A pint of 4% lager, about 180 calories. A pint of ale, about 250 calories a pint. A small Prosecco will set you back about 85 calories. Now, if you go for a long day / night out, and consume quite a lot of alcohol, some people could easily consume 1,000 to 2,000 calories in one go, which would be all or the majority of their daily allotment of calories just on alcohol, not including the food, okay? So, as you can see, they can add up pretty quickly. So, how can you reduce this? Now, well, obviously, it goes without saying, don't go mental. You know, set yourself a limit, a sensible limit. Alternate with soft drinks are two very sensible and easy options. Now, this, you know, most people won't do this anyway, but hopefully you can at least set yourself a limit. Now, one neat trick to save some calories is to look to go for spirits, in particular with zero calorie mixers. Clear spirits do have slightly less than non-clear, have slightly less calories than non-clear spirits. But, you know, for example, a single vodka, 40% with a Diet Coke is about 110 calories. So as you can see, it is a lot less than the ones that we spoke about earlier. Now, obviously, do be aware that you may drink these quicker and they are stronger. But obviously, you know, hopefully people will be sensible about that. Now, you know, just to summarise, yes, you can have alcohol and still lose fat. Now, again, disclaimer, I hate doing these, but apparently, you know, some people don't always catch on with this. But it goes without saying that alcohol consumption should be occasional and moderate. And I'm not encouraging anything other than that. Now, obviously, if you don't want to drink, don't. That's completely fine. That's totally up to you. But if, like me, you do enjoy the odd social occasion, then yes. If you are clever and sensible about it, you can enjoy these moments, have a few drinks, still lose fat, and be healthy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.